more veterans are seeing private doctors as a result of the Veterans Choice Program. Since 2014, nearly 2 million veterans have used the program, but new reporting from ProPublica and PolitiFact show the situation for those patients is not necessarily better with private care than it was with the VA. Isaac Arsdorf is a reporter with ProPublica, and he worked on the investigation. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with him via Skype about what he found and started by talking about Veterans Choice and how it's different than what had been in place for veterans to get health care.
This is a program that's been around since 2014 and that dramatically expanded the VA's use of private medical services. So the VA health system has been buying private care for veterans to supplement its government-run health services as long as it's existed. But in 2014, as a lot of your listeners in the Phoenix area will remember, there was a major scandal at the Phoenix VA hospital where veterans were having to wait a long time to get seen. And so Congress, in response to that, opened up eligibility for veterans who had to wait in the VA or who lived really far from the VA to go see a private doctor, and the VA would pay for that. That was 4 years ago now, but the reason that we wanted to take a hard look at this now is because President Trump campaigned on expanding this program, and earlier this year, Congress passed a new law to make it permanent, and the Trump administration is in the process now of implementing that law in a way that looks like it will dramatically expand the VA's use of the private sector even further.
So what exactly did you find as far as how those private providers are performing?
The thing that really surprised us was when we looked at where the billions of dollars that went into this program have gone, an unusual amount went to administrative fees. So because the VA had to launch this program in a hurry, they basically outsourced it to two private companies. And those companies spent almost a quarter of their funding on overhead and just the other three quarters on medical care. And that ratio is really high compared to industry standards. Ordinarily, what you'd see is more like 10 to 12%.
So what does that mean for the veterans themselves who are trying to get care from these providers?
The experience that a lot of veterans had using this program was that even though the whole point of the program was to get them in to see a doctor faster, it didn't accomplish that. They still had to wait longer than the law allowed. And these companies who were running the program made a lot of mistakes, like they would be unable to find a private doctor who could see the veteran, or they would send the veteran to the wrong kind of doctor. And so there was a lot of frustration from veterans' perspectives with this program not delivering on what it was supposed to do. And some of that was reported before. What we're adding to that with this analysis that we did of the finances is the amount of money that the companies got paid in doing that job that a lot of veterans were dissatisfied with.
Were you able to get a sense as to why this was happening?
So the in response to this article at a hearing, the VA secretary acknowledged that, in his words, the agency was taken advantage of. They had to launch this program in a hurry, and they had to take what they could get. And that resulted in these two companies getting the job and charging a lot of money to do it. The reason the money piled up so much is every time the VA referred a veteran to one of these companies to get booked with a private doctor, they paid about $300 just as an administrative fee. And in a lot of cases, that was even more money than the doctor's bill. If you could imagine, they were actually paying the contractor more money for administration than they were spending on medical care in some cases.
Well, so it sounds like members of Congress are now at least aware of at least some of what's going on. Does it seem like there are efforts to try to make this situation better?
There are. The VA has taken some steps already to try to rein in these fees. One of the contractors has dropped out now. The remaining one has resisted some of those cost-saving measures, according to some agency emails that we obtained. And the VA officials in charge now have committed that they want to make sure that this runs more efficiently in the future. But we heard a lot of concerns from lawmakers that they are about to repeat the same mistakes on an even larger scale. Specifically, the VA recognizing the problems with these contracts, designed new contracts, but hasn't awarded them for 2 years now. And the new program is supposed to take effect in June. And because the VA has repeatedly missed deadlines, the new contracts aren't going to be awarded until now, they're saying February or March. So now you're looking at a 3-month turnaround, which is the same short turnaround that led to this problem back in 2014.
Have the companies said anything about what they've been doing or why they've been doing it or whether or not they're able or willing to change it?
One of the companies is no longer involved. That's HealthNet. The company that is still involved, TriWest, gave us an in-depth statement that we posted online. They emphasized that they are working very closely with the VA to try to improve the program, that they see it as a moral responsibility to serve veterans, that they're doing this very challenging work when other companies weren't willing or able to step up, and that they do the math differently than we did it in a way that makes their overhead rate look lower.
All right. That's Isaac Arnsdorf, a reporter with ProPublica. We'll post a link to his story at theshow.kjzz.org. Isaac, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.